USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. New concerns of a nuclear threat coming from North Korea after new ballistic missiles were suddenly launched Thursday over Japan, an action which hasn't occurred since September 2017. Speaking on This Week, former Joint Chief of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says despite the information showing Kim Jong-un following his father and grandfather's cycle of provocation, it's important for U.S. officials to continue to push for denuclearization talks.
I think we have to keep it out there. I think sometimes we lose perspective on how devastating these weapons are, and I think we need to do everything we possibly can to the extreme to make sure that that still is a possibility.
A 22-year-old man was struck by a subway barreling into a Midtown station Sunday morning, but survived, cops said. The man was on the roadbed trying to climb up to the platform around 4:30 in the morning when the southbound A train pulled into the station at 50th Street and 8th Avenue. The conductor saw the man and tried to stop the train on time, but couldn't, and struck the man. The victim was taken to Bellevue in stable condition. A fireball consumed two sections of the only bridge linking the occupied Crimean Peninsula to Russia on Saturday, disrupting the most important supply line for Russian troops fighting in southern Ukraine and dealing an embarrassing blow to the Kremlin, which is facing continued losses on the battlefield and mounting criticism at home. The blast and fire sent part of the 12-mile Kerch Strait Bridge tumbling into the sea and killed at least three people, according to the Russian authorities. A senior Ukrainian official corroborated a Russian report that Ukraine was behind the attack. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity because of a government ban on discussing the blast, added that Ukraine's intelligence services had orchestrated the explosion using a bomb loaded onto a truck being driven across the bridge. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Vaccines saved thousands of lives last year.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Golden State forward Draymond Green said that he was in a very bad space mentally when he punched his teammate Jordan Poole during a practice Wednesday, but that there was no excuse for his actions. I failed as a man, Green said during a news conference Saturday in his first public comments about the situation. I also failed as a leader. Word of an altercation between Green and Poole first emerged Wednesday, but on Friday, TMZ posted a leaked video of the fight. The team said it was investigating how the video became public. What I did was wrong, he said, adding that the altercation looked worse than he thought when he saw the video. Mets' Francisco Lindor talks about the team's comeback from a big win over the San Diego Padres in Game 2 of the Wild Card Series.
We learn from today, turn the page, come back tomorrow, and focus on what we have in front of our feet, and focus on tomorrow. Buck? Yeah, Buck left. She loves Buck.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.